Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right. It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It really is. It really is, Phil Mel. Good morning to all you lovely people who are just waking up, because for a lot of you, it's the day off. Happy Juneteenth. It is a federal holiday. Not that it matters here, 95.7 The Game, because we're here all the time. It doesn't matter. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Juneteenth.
I got a bone to pick with some of you guys. How come whenever I wear a collared shirt,
a T-bone?
There's automatically a, like, a thing of, oh, going golfing today?
You look like you're going to golf. Look at you.
Going golfing today?
What are you talking about? You look at you, right? You're wearing a Titleist hat.
Well, that I get.
But he's aura.
Anytime I wear a collared shirt, it's he's going to court or he's going to golf.
No, it's you look like you're going to golf all the time. That's why.
You do look like you're going to go golfing today.
Because it's comfortable. I want to look nicer. I mean, I wear jerseys and T-shirts and sweatpants. Try not to wear as much sweatpants. I want to look a little more professional.
That's probably the brightest color I've ever seen you wear.
Oh, love me some pinks.
Well, it's a bright one. But it's a bright color for you. And the whites, you know, we don't do well with the bright colors. We don't. If the pale complexions, it's not flattering on us. It's not. I've never worn neon in my life because it exacerbates my paleness, like I'm a vampire. So I appreciate you doing that.
Look. I like the pinks, the lavenders, you know, those types of colors. I have no problems with them.
Oh, heck yeah.
Fair enough. Yep. I have no problem with Will Fleming, who's going to be joining us shortly, by
really
the way.
Really nice pullover.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So if you are in Scotts Valley, if you're in San Francisco, if you're in Sunnyvale, hey, you know what? Just be locked in to Laughing Monk, because where else would you want to be and get your food at? Laughing Monk is where I go. By the way, we've been talking a lot about the sell of the Lakers, about the Boston Celtics selling recently, Mavericks a couple years ago. I guess John Fisher is going to be selling the San Jose Earthquakes to pay for that stadium that may be built in Vegas. I guess we'll see. I don't know about that. But sandwiched between all of that has been the Giants and their struggles. I mean, obviously the biggest story in sports this past week outside of the Lakers selling is probably that Rafael Devers trade. Took a lot of people by surprise, but I think a lot of people in Boston were looking at that situation saying, yeah, we're not that surprised, because it got a little toxic between ownership, between the management, between whoever. It just felt like Devers was now an isolated individual, and getting him out there sooner rather than later was the operation. But I'd argue, and we talked about it last segment, and 888-957-9570 is the number as we're efforting Will Fleming, voice of the Boston Red Sox, the Red Sox Radio Network, and brother of one Dave Fleming here on the River Islands guest line. I'd argue that the fact that they won out, the Giants that is, and got Rafael Devers and you gave up Harrison, you gave up Tibbs, you gave up Hicks, Bayo, but you got Devers, you got Willie Adames, two of those guys, $400 million allocated to those individuals on the payroll in the next six, seven, 8 years. Changed the landscape of how we all view the Giants. John Smoltz says it. You got people in Boston saying it. We're saying it. I'm saying it. This is now a big market mindset in San Francisco. And you know what? That is the biggest win outside of a World Series you can have this year. The tone has shifted how we talk about the Giants. I love it. I love it. And that's the biggest win for me. So if they fall foul on their face, they don't make the playoffs this year, yeah, it would suck. I'm still saying it's a win. Does that sound insane? 888-957-9570.
Well, like, the whole point of bringing these guys in is to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. This season, though, is a little different, right? This season, the tone shifted. You got your guy. And we got our guy right now, Joe. Let's get right to him. His name is Will Fleming, brother of Dave and Red Sox broadcaster, the Red Sox Radio Network, and obviously WEEI, our sister station out there in Boston. Will, I almost called you Dave there for a second. Will, good morning. Fun nugget we had and we learned earlier in the week when we did talk to your brother, Dave, was that you're fluent in Spanish and that on many occasions you have talked to one Rafael Devers. And not to say you guys are like best friends or anything, but the way Dave described it was, you know him very well personally. So what are the Giants getting in one Rafael Devers, the person, first and foremost? Good morning.
Morning. Good to be with you guys. Yes, I do speak Spanish. In fact, it's crazy. You know, this thing has sort of gotten everybody in Red Sox world totally off guard, and it sends you on like a time travel mission where, like, I can just close my eyes and remember a day in July of 2017. At that time, I was the broadcaster for the Red Sox AAA team when Rafi Devers came to AAA for the first time. And that was Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And there were not a lot of bilingual people around. This is in the era. It's amazing to think of now with the way the game has changed and the way that resources are thrown around. No one spoke Spanish but me at that time. And so when Rafi came to Pawtucket for the first time and there were 50 writers from Boston, I translated his first press conference. And I think from that moment on, Rafi, you know, I think guys come to this country, they're trying to find their way, they're trying to learn languages and how to order food and where to go and who they can lean on. And I think that sort of started a relationship that I had for a lot of great years with Rafi. To answer your question, what are you getting? That's a complicated answer, I would have to tell you. I mean, he's a super friendly, big teddy bear kid, and I use the word kid lightly because, look, he's 28 years old. He's a grown man. He's a father of a lot of kids, and he's mature and old and developed, but he is just sort of like a big teddy bear. He is a baseball-first guy, family-first guy. I think the one thing that will become very interesting to me about the Devers experience in San Francisco is I appreciated so much what they did. When Rafi came here 2 days ago, they rolled out the red carpet. Bonds was there. They made him feel like the king of the world. And I think and I hope that maybe that will mend some things with Rafi and that he will be willing in a new world after being shocked by this trade to be a little bit more giving of himself because, you know, for a couple of years running, Rafi did not do almost any media, any interviews, even after driving in eight runs, even after hitting eight home runs to win games. He just would not do that stuff. And that made it very hard for our fans to know him. And I'm hopeful that a new start, new town, after all the controversy, that he will do more of that stuff so that your fans can know him better than ours did.
Wow, there's so much to unpack from that answer because you obviously know him, you know him so well. There's just been a lot that comes out of Boston, and it's difficult for us to understand what's real, what's not.
Yeah.
Is there a misnomer about him that's been put out there that that you think is unfair? And if so, what would that be?
I think there are a lot of things coming out now. First of all, you have to understand that our media market is utterly unique, right? I mean, there are so many competing interests, so many people who want to get a scoop, want to tell a story. And when something of this magnitude happens, there are going to be a lot of people lined up on both sides to, you know, come to the table and tell their side of the story. I would tell you that I think the stuff that is coming out now that I don't believe as much is actually more coming from Devers' camp. You know, things about how he would have played first base in Boston if they'd asked him the right way. You guys, come on. Can you ever imagine having anyone in your world tell you or say about you that you needed to ask me a little bit nicer to do something like that? I mean, that to me, there was a communication gap. There's no question the Red Sox bear responsibility for a lot of the things that happened. But the notion that they just needed to ask him nicely to do something is absolute baloney. That's just not true. And anybody who's writing that or saying that is just making things up and spinning the story in a way that's just wrong. The Red Sox went to him time and time again. Think about the fact that Alex Cora was his second manager in the big leagues and has such a good relationship with him. Alex asked him many times to get a glove again and try to play first base or consider playing third when Bregman got hurt. And the answer was just no. So I think that stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. And I really, the only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So I just think if he comes here when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot. And that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does. I mean, he's one of the great hitters in the game. And I think the Giants are going to love the production they get from him at the plate. And at the end of the day, that's all you need from a baseball player. And so I think it's just a time that he needs a fresh start, and I'm happy that he got it here.
I mean, it's pretty crazy you say, as we're talking to Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcast, Red Sox Radio Network, WEEI, and brother of Dave Fleming, our own very Dave Fleming right here on 95.7 The Game, our Giants insider and voice of the Giants, as the Red Sox will be taking on the Giants starting tomorrow, a massive three-game set as the Giants are looking to not get swept today, though, as Logan Webb is on the bump, taking on the Guardians. That's very interesting you said that, Will, that he'll never be the face of a franchise, which is kind of crazy considering he's going to be the highest paid player in the franchise's history now going forward. Like, how do you think that flies? Like when I pay someone that much money, if you will, are there some expectations that go along with that, with being a face? And I know there's a lot baked into that. He's a private guy. As you mentioned, he doesn't really do the interviews. But I guess I'm just asking you as a fan of baseball, like what your thoughts overall on that, a player making that much and what they kind of owe to an organization in that regards going forward.
That's why he's here, right? I mean, you have to just start to kind of peel this thing back and understand that's why he's here, right? I mean, this guy for his entire career has been an elite hitter and he's perfect for Fenway Park. The Green Monster in left, he doubles off of it all the time. He hits home runs everywhere the Red Sox went. He owns Gerrit Cole, their number one nemesis. In the playoffs, he was elite. You ask the question, how does it play? It plays that you get traded in year two of an 11-year contract. That's the reality of this thing. And it's right, it's wrong. I don't need to pick sides on it. People will have their opinions of it. And as you guys say, stories are coming out. All these, you know, exposés are happening. It plays that the owner flies to Kansas City in the middle of a season on a random Friday because the highest paid player who's now got generational wealth for 100,000 years, is saying that the GM has a problem with him and he needs to go out and do his job and get a different first baseman. That's how it ends, and that's how it goes. Like, I have a very good relationship with Rafi. I have no problem with him, but the people who pay him did have a problem with it. And so and by the way, just to clarify, the Red Sox knew that was the guy they were giving all that money to. They never needed him to go do everything. He was never going to be Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, David Ortiz. He's never going to be that person. Never. And they knew that, and they paid him anyway. But it got to a point where he would do nothing. He didn't do any of the events, no winter weekends, no fan fests, no walk-off interviews after you hit two home runs, you hit a walk-off homer, you're not talking to the press, you're not doing the TV interview, and they asked him and asked him and asked him, he said no.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some ways it's his right to be the most private person he wants to be, but you can imagine, if you're the guy who signs that paycheck, that it frustrates you after asking him time and time again to do that. And again, he comes now to a place with Chapman and Adamas and other people who can lean into that. And he's gonna, on a baseball level, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, the $280 million, Buster made a brilliant move in that way. These guys, these alien hitters, are not available on the free market. They're not. And so Buster did a great thing for your team and your offense, which is there is a rift going on here. And I get a chance because these contracts are just getting more and more expensive, right? I mean, Vlad Guerrero just signed for what, almost $500 million? Like, no, and they've made runs at Judge and all these other free agents. they found an opportunity to just get a guy to come here without saying he wanted to. They traded for him. The money and the hits and the production will come. It's just I don't think I'll be really fascinated from afar to watch it. I would not expect, though, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he becomes the most conversational, you know, forward-facing, media-savvy person. And that's fine. The Giants don't need that. But that was a big part of what went wrong in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming to a place where we've embraced Barry Bonds and Draymond Green and, you know, a lot of characters. You know what I mean? So,
yes, I do.
Weren't necessarily team first in terms of their outward presentation. What did you make when he showed up day one, smiling and basically saying he'll play any position, and then 30 minutes later is taking ground balls at first base?
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of, I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. that to me is absolutely outrageous. And I'll just leave it at that. Think about this, guys. So it's fine if his feelings were hurt in the offseason when they went out and got Alex Bregman. And maybe the Red Sox didn't totally communicate that perfectly to him. You know, Craig Breslow and the ownership have said, I evaluate and I look inward about how to handle these things going forward. And I think that's to their credit. But maybe they did, you know, wait. Bregman was doing the dance with a lot of other teams. They didn't know whether they were going to get him. But Alex Bregman won the Gold Glove at third base last year. He's a multiple World Series winner and a total stud player. And Rafi, 2 years ago, moaned and groaned about how the Red Sox did not do enough to make the roster better. He was public about that. One of the very few times he actually did talk, he complained about what the Red Sox did not do, and they didn't add to the roster. So now they go out and they get Alex Bregman, who's a much better third baseman than Devers is, and Rafi's upset about being asked to do something other than play third. Then you fast forward a few weeks, not only does Bregman get hurt, Tristan Casas blows out his knee, one of the Red Sox big slugging hitters. He blows out his knee, and the Red Sox ask him, Rafi, to try to play first base, and he says no. Now, think about that. I'm paying you $30-plus million. We just lost our first baseman, and you're so upset about communication in the offseason or whatever it is that you won't pick up a glove? And think about how that plays with his teammates in that room. Like, they're dying to try to win and do everything they can. So he doesn't do that for weeks and weeks and weeks while the team flails and needs the first baseman, even though they got some guys who are doing it well enough right now. And then the first day he comes to San Francisco, not only does he say he'll do it, but he picks up a glove and goes to first base. I mean, you can only imagine how that plays in our market. It is not a good scene. People are furious with Devers for that thing. They do, you know, they wonder what the communication could or should have been. But I mean, I in some ways, which is crazy, given all of the great memories and big hits and all the things that Devers gave our fan base, right now he is public enemy number one for the way that he handled it and exactly what you're talking about. Day one here, grabbing a glove, that enrages people in Boston.
Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcaster. One last one. We're up against it. It's a pie chart of culpability when these things happen. It's never one person.
Yep.
If you were to rank them, his beef from his perspective, is it owner first, then Breslow, then Cora, or would you reorder it?
I would reorder it. I think it's probably Breslow first. I don't understand how he could have a beef with the owner, right? I mean, maybe the way that things got communicated or sold to him in the signing. I was not in that room, guys. I can't really speak to that. But my sense of it very much is that it's Breslow first. And I think that remains to be seen how that plays out. And it's certainly a big gamble and a gutsy move by both these guys on at the top of these baseball departments. But, yeah, I think the two of them had a fissure. And that became very public and awkward. So, yeah, I think that's where this thing soured. And it's going to be crazy. I'll tell you that. We're going to be in that ballpark tomorrow. He's going to play first base. I can feel it. I really do. And it's going to be one of the most dramatic games in the last, decades for Red Sox fans.
Hey, Will, get all that anger out today at Harding and take it out on Dave and kick his butt on that golf course.
There you go.
I can't do it. He's doing the game. I'm playing with my broadcast partners. We're going to do Harding Park.
Oh, that's right.
I am going to play his club with him tomorrow. And unfortunately, he will whoop me on the golf course.
Is that O Club?
He is.
You playing the O Club?
Yeah, I'm playing. No, he's playing San Francisco Golf Club. We're going to go out and have a great time.
You're going to one of the most exclusive places on the planet. I mean, my God, I'm so jealous.
Well, you had time if you wanted to go.
I'm so jealous.
I thought it was going to be Pebble. You could go down to Spyglass.
It's the place of the last duel of California where two guys shot each other. It's, oh, my God, you're going to have a great time there. I'm so jealous.
Exactly. The tee box in front of that little par four. Uh-huh. Awesome. I don't think we're going to duel, but it's a metaphorical duel this weekend. The Red Sox and the Giants, you know?
Aaron Breslow versus Devers.
Aaron Burr on the 12th hole. There you go. Hey, Will, great stuff, man.
There is some of that.
Dude, great stuff,
honestly. Appreciate it this morning, man. Good stuff, and good luck this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
There we go. Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcaster.
We got to unpack that.
Inside stuff right there.
Wow.
Let's pick that up on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. And if you missed any of that interview we just had with him, we're going to play some of the cuts here. Find it on the Odyssey app. And you could also catch tonight's game between the Golden State Valkyries and Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever at 7 o'clock on the Odyssey app and the Valkyries channel on said app. So just download it, search Valkyries, and you can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pregame starts at 6:30, so get Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones on there, and you can do like the simulcast, if you will. Put them up, sync it with the TV, and you're good to go. Will Fleming, though, Joe, I mean, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought from what Dave told us earlier in the week that, and Will kind of explained it, the AAA affiliate that Devers came up with was what Will was doing at that time. So right when Devers came up in the AAA system, Will was also calling AAA games for the Pawtucket Sox, or whatever they're called, out in Rhode Island. And not only was he calling his games, he had to be the translator for Devers way back in 2017 because they didn't have anyone else. So that is a relationship in and of itself right there. And they go back that long. And for Will to say all those things that, like, yeah, don't expect him to ever be your face of the franchise, even though he's the highest paid player, he didn't do things, you know, that was asked of him. He didn't do fan fests. He didn't do any of the winner, whatever, like they want, like interviews, post-game interviews, like nothing. The guy wanted to be left alone. And in a weird way, when I hear it from a guy like Will Fleming, I'm not saying Will was crushing the guy or anything. I don't think he did that at all. I just think he was painting the picture of the toxicity between him and the organization. And when I hear it from a team employee like that compared to a Jonathan Papelbon, it does hit a little different to me. It does. Did it hit you the same way?
Oh, there's no doubt. But I also understand that, like, who you are from 23 to 28 doesn't mean that's going to be who you are from 29 to 38. You know? And, like, people mature. People evolve. Some people devolve. You know? They become someone that you didn't see happening. Like, who would have foreseen Klay Thompson and maybe some of the stuff that happened with him in the end of his career? I didn't see that coming.
He likened it to a toxic marriage and two people that just need to get a divorce.
Yeah, and so there are a lot of guys in the history of sports who have changed a little over time, good and bad. There are a lot of guys over the history of sports who have switched teams and maybe they've changed their perspective.
Mm.
And they change a little. Now, I do believe that, like, you know, who you are at 35, 40 is kind of who you are for the rest of your life.
Right.
But sports can be different. And I think there are seminal moments in your life that will change you. I wonder if this is one that will change him, good or bad. I'm talking about Rafael Devers.
Right.
And I think the number one thing for me is like, okay, he doesn't want to be the face of the franchise. I don't think we need him to be on every commercial. I don't think you need him to be, you know, doing every single post game with Laura Britt and Bonte Hill.
Can he do one of them? Can he?
He's like, already done one. He did one with Alex Pavlovich.
Right.
Okay. Like, for example, right after the presser, he did a one-on-one with him.
Okay.
All right. And I thought it was fine. You know, and there's whatever. I mean, I can't remember many Barry Bonds post games.
Sure.
Now, Barry was Barry.
That's exactly my point. Like, for Devers to be able to get away with that, as Will was alluding to, you got to produce. And the fact that he owned Garrett Cole and he owned the New York Yankees endeared himself to a way. It's like, okay, he's producing. It's fine, right? But then it became a problem in and of itself this past year because he wasn't being a quote-unquote team player. And the fact that immediately he came over here and said, I'll do whatever the team needs me to do, and I will be that team player that I refuse to be in Boston. Yeah, he echoed what one of the hosts over at WEI said it to us on our airwaves yesterday. Chris Cotillo, I think his name is. That's because I have some sound here from him. He was on our airwaves yesterday. And he said the same thing. It was a verbal equivalent of a middle finger to the Red Sox, that presser, the other day.
It sounds to me like this was a very combative situation between two people, Craig Breslow and Rafael Devers. Again, I'm just reading between the lines on all the stuff reported.
I got Will Fleming talking about thing you are right here.
Yeah, I want to break this down.
Here is Will Fleming talking about Craig Breslow, the president of baseball operations in Boston, who gets the most blame in this Devers situation.
I think it's probably Breslow first. I don't understand how he could have a beef with the owner, right? I mean, maybe the way that things got communicated or sold to him in the signing. I was not in that room, guys. I can't really speak to that. But my sense of it very much is that it's Breslow first.
Which is different than what a guy like Jonathan Papelbon, who obviously works for Nesson, where they stream their television games, obviously, in Boston, who said he slighted the owner. And that the owner and him had a problem. So now we got Will saying, no. It was the guy calling the executive that's calling the shots there. It was Craig Breslow.
I've worked for various companies over my life, and I'm not going to pretend that I've ever had the cachet of Rafael Devers, of being the highest paid guy on the team who's also the best.
Well, maybe in your own given profession, you might have been the Rafael Devers. Right?
Even then, he's better at what he does than what I would be at what I do, is kind of where I'm going at within the industry, right?
Are you more of a Matt Chapman? What were you? What player equivalent?
Just not on that caliber. Okay. But where I'm going at is that I do know the feeling of when somebody screws you over or you feel that it's impossible to let it go and continue to work with them. I get it. Now, you're going to say to me, what kind of coworker are you to let your team down? This is team sports. Da, da, da. Look, it is team sports, and there are elements of, you know, youth sports. You got to get along with everybody. It's also the big leagues, and it's also a business, and it's professionalism. And once you realize that you and another individual cannot coexist anymore, I kind of get that. I'm not saying what he's doing is right. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
but I understand.
I am personally going through something, a divorce, separation in my own life that I have no problem talking about publicly. And it's very hard on both parties not to have a sense of pettiness.
Yes.
It's very, very difficult.
And it's hard. Like, this is what I always, the analogy I was told by my dad, and it's a really good one. He was like, hey, Joe, like, you could have a problem with somebody, right? And let's say everybody in your wake, that's like the pond, okay? Yeah. You're one of the fish in the pond, all right? And you got a problem with another fish.
Yeah.
Well, when you throw the rock into the pond at that other fish, it may miss that fish,
right,
but it reverberates and could hit someone else, and that puddle, if you will, continues to touch everyone else in that pond. And that's kind of what happened here with Devers and Breslow. Whatever beef they had with each other obviously was affecting everyone in that organization, and they needed to cut him out. And you know what? Quite frankly, it might be the best for both parties.
Hopefully it is. And hopefully none of that pettiness and that attitude, whatever he had over in Boston, which was clearly toxic, seeps over to here. Because that's, honestly, that's the biggest question now going forward, is like, all right, I don't want any of that happening here. That is the last thing that I want. And the fact that Will even said he expects him to play first base at some point this weekend,
Joe,
as the biggest middle finger to the team, is you just have to laugh at the absurdity of it. Yeah.
There's another element which I don't think enough people are actually bringing up, and I heard Willard, and I just come out and say it. What if Craig Breslow's a moron?
Maybe.
What if Craig Breslow just doesn't have any human skills whatsoever
to be able to connect with
him?
Nico Harrison?
What if he's not Nico? What if he's Trent Baalke? Pretty good at identifying talent, but just have zero social skills.
It's possible. Right? I haven't heard him like speak really in front of like media.
Well, no, but all we're hearing is like, hey, this guy Rafael Devers is a jerk, right? That's kind of what that's basically reading between the lines.
Everyone's saying it, right? From the Boston perspective.
Okay.
Hell, Will was
both like, could be true though. Right?
Yeah.
Rafael could be kind of a jerk, and he did some really bad things in terms of teammate stuff. But also, Craig Breslow could be a dummy, too.
Right.
And just lack emotional intelligence. Could that not be it?
That absolutely could be it. Here's more from Will Fleming, again, voice of the Red Sox radio network, who joined us last segment, talking about Devers right after the press conference, immediately taking ground balls at first base and what that signified to the Red Sox organization.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. That to me is absolutely outrageous.
And that's after Chris Cotillo, who's a Red Sox beat writer for MassLive.com, said this yesterday on our airwaves.
It was the verbal equivalent of middle finger to the Red Sox yesterday. I don't think there's any other way you can possibly imagine that or interpret it. I don't think it's exaggeration to say that. I think people back home were absolutely stunned. And I think even those who were like on the Devers side of things, Red Sox fans, I think he lost a lot of them by saying they're the men in charge. I'll do whatever it takes.
They were done with each other. And I'm gonna defend Devers here.
Flipping the bird.
I'm gonna defend a good middle finger that you give to someone can be some of the most effective.
That's great.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things in life. Roll up on somebody in the car and they're looking at you and you just smile back and you give them the big bird. You guys know exactly what I'm talking. Do not pretend like you've never given one and you knew it was a satisfying middle finger.
I mean, it's like how guys say hello and goodbye to each other sometimes.
Well, it's mainly driving for me. You've always driven past someone that was either going way too slow, who was being a jerk, whatever. You finally get past them, you're side by side, and what do? I hope I'm off camera right here. You do that right there. That's what you do.
So let me give you an example in real life. I got fired and was kind of leaving this company way back in the day. This is one of the many meat shops that I work for. And the boss gave me something like this of like a one-on-one, right? We were talking and he said something to the effect, like, well, when are you going to leave? You know, like, because I had put in my 2 weeks or whatever it was. And I was like, well, I guess I'm leaving right now. And I took off my apron and I rolled it up into my hand and I fired it into his face.
Right.
Okay, that was the equivalent of giving the middle finger to that individual. Right. Extremely disrespectful. Yeah. Now, I was a young man who was out of control at the time in my life, and I am ashamed by admitting that story out loud. And it was like one of those things I regretted so much, because the world is a small place and I would run into this individual over and over and over again. And I would feel very inclined every time that I would run into them, like, I'm really sorry about that. You know, it happened in the past. You were a young guy. And so, like, name me somebody who doesn't have some regrets from some situations that they handled poorly. And then after reflection and stepping back and having a little more perspective, realizing that you might have been wrong. Name me somebody. You know, yet he who has not sinned cast the first stone. That's just the way I look at it. Now, I'm not saying what Devers did is all the way right. I'm not saying it's all the way wrong. But I do believe in these situations, the truth is somewhere in between. I think Breslow has some culpability. Devers clearly has some culpability. And all I care about as a Giants fan is that he shows up, plays first bases, and rubs it in their face by going 3-for-4 on Friday night.
What's the ugliest sports breakup in your mind? What's been like the ugliest that you can remember in your lifetime?
I mean, Charles Haley is like,
okay,
one of them.
That's one of them.
The Clay breakup wasn't great.
Okay, here in the Bay, we'll stick first.
I agree with that one. That one was
Jimmy Butler. Yes,
but that wasn't with us.
No, but you were a part of
T.O.
You were a part of it for T.O.
Yeah, I was about to say the T.O. one
was bad.
What about Jerry leaving to the Niners? Going
it was
to the
more sad.
Okay,
more sad.
Was a very ugly.
No, we all rooted for him. It was more sad. I think he was bitter.
Harbaugh
sucked. Harbaugh was awful.
That was pretty ugly.
The Niners leaving the city and leaving Harbaugh. Yeah, those were bad.
We were down bad. Okay.
Sherman wasn't great.
888. Oh, by the way, speaking of Richard Sherman, yikes. I could get into that.
Sherman on the way out the door wasn't great.
Earl Thomas was worse.
No, I know, but that was for Seattle. KD on the way out the door wasn't great.
No, that's, again.
JP on the way out the door wasn't great.
Ugliest sports breakups, 888-957-9570.
The future Draymond Warriors breakup?
Oh, God. Oof.
Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse on that one.
I mean, he might coach the team one day.
He's a Warrior lifer. Stop. He's never getting rid of that guy. You're not. Jonathan Kuminga, maybe this summer.
Well, that'll be a fun breakup.
We'll see. Although, if you ask Joe Lacob, I don't know. He was on with Tim Kawakami earlier in the week.
Joe Montana and Dwight Clark.
Yeah,
that was
Joe.
One of the all-time. Yeah. With Dwight having to trade away Joe Montana. I mean, my dad was never over that.
Yeah.
To this day, I can hear him in the back of my head, 92 playoff game with Joe on the sidelines, championship game against Dallas. And Joe would have won this game. Put Joe in. Joe would have won this game. It's like, Daddy's the reigning MVP. Talking about Steve Young.
Let's see any other East Bay ones I could really think of. Sports breakups. The Raiders.
Bruce Bochy and the Giants.
Was that ugly?
Well, Bochy was way too classy to admit that it was ugly, but it was.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, fair enough. Anything else in orange and black that you could think of? Was Jeff Kent leaving ugly at all?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you got to remember, it wasn't just Jeff Kent. It was also Dusty Baker. And the way Dusty Baker was outed out the door, where his tax returns were released publicly, and Jeff Kent.
Oh, my God.
What?
just the tax return thing.
And that happened.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Well, if we're going to talk ugly breakups, one of the most famous ones in Barry history was Al Davis and Lane Kiffin and the projector.
Lane!
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Getting fired on the tarmac.
Oh, my God.
I heard from
Wasn't that USC?
Yeah.
I think, USC.
There's a lot of different Lane Kiffin firings, so it's understandable to get them mixed up.
I actually heard from a pretty good source.
Oh.
And I'll just
hold
on.
Talking.
Hold on. Did we even say it? Kevin Durant leaving the Thunder.
Not leaving the Thunder.
No,
I
but
said
that's
here.
But that was like how Thunder fans feel about
Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant leaving anywhere.
But that no. But the Thunder aspect of it, they hate Kevin Durant. Listen, if the Thunder win tonight and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins the championship, they're all going to look at Shai as the greatest Thunder player of all time. Not Kevin Durant. Not Russell Westbrook. It's Shai, which is honestly kind of insane to me.
So the Red Sox deal that I heard, okay, this is the way I heard it went down, whether this is real or not. Red Sox planes on the tarmac, ready to go off, in position. They're firing up the engines.
Red Sox, you saying?
Red Sox.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, got to turn this thing around. Devers got traded. Get off our plane.
That happened?
Yeah, apparently.
To who? According to who?
It went right back to the gate. Just people that I know.
Oh, Birdie.
Streets are talking.
Okay. Wow, that's actually insane. Turn it around. Endeavors, you gotta get off the
plane. You gotta
plane.
Get off. You didn't get a rose.
Did they do the slide, the emergency slide down there? Slide on out of here.
I mean, Steiny's in the other room, so every time we bring up these bad breakups, I think of PJ Carlissimo and the Trust Buwa. I mean, like, come on.
Carter just brought that up back here. Yeah.
That's a good one. Who else? I mean, I guess you can call it a split, but he retired. Not really. Like, Michael Jordan, the Bulls. It's kind of like, I know it was the last dance and they went out on top, so it wasn't ugly. But that whole, when I watched back on that doc, like, God, Krause and Jordan just, Jesus.
Lincecum leaving the Giants hurt me tremendously.
Yeah.
Him going tough. To the Angels, I didn't like that. I thought he had earned the right to be a Giant for life.
I don't think it ended well with Bumgarner, quite frankly. That was not, not happy about how that all went down.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson screaming and yelling at Larry Bear.
Very awkward breakup.
888-957-9570. Worst sports breakups we're talking about right now. Call in, text in, hit us up on the chat. If you see anything on the chat, Sam, feel free to chime in.
A's in the city of Oakland?
No, I was going to say like the Raiders and the A's leaving. Like Oakland and just in sports in general. It's been toxic and it's been bad. It's not been good.
You guys were all probably way too young, but Mariucci flirting with other teams and then the Yorks like Denise and Dr. Jean like, you can go.
Well, that's
people were pissed.
It's happening now, right? With like Jason Kidd like flirting with the Knicks job as he's coaching like the Mavericks.
Jason's been on so many teams, I can't even keep.
Well, I mean the Gruden Al Davis split. We were talking Al Davis split. I brought up Glenn Kiffin and buried the lead on Gruden. That was happening the same time as Mariucci.
Traded him for a first.
Well, Antonio Brown. Now that we're
Antonio Brown's breakup with reality is uglier than anything else.
Oh, CTESP. Is he still on the run? By the way,
I don't know.
Is he still on the run?
He's tweeting away.
He's tweeting out of the Middle East the other day.
No, he was
which is
not.
Crazy.
I don't believe
worst place to be.
Does he know what's going on there? I mean, good lord.
Not a chance.
Oh, God. Shaq and Kobe, from the text line, obviously. Like, when you think of the breakup, it's probably that one, right? In sports?
Tom Thibodeau this year, I think, too. He made the Eastern Conference Finals. They hadn't done anything in years.
But he didn't make it messy.
I would agree.
He was classy about it.
I agree.
Which I will say about Tom throughout that whole thing. Like, and he'll get a job. Someone should hire him. Like, the proof is in the pudding. That guy will get you to the playoffs. I think a team like the Pelicans would probably be better off getting a guy like that. Although, Zion Williamson playing for Tom Thibodeau. Would he actually, try on defense at that point? Would he make him try? Why are you looking at me in that?
I mean, just Zion, man. It's just... I got a feeling it's never going to happen for that guy.
Never. I'm getting LeBron in Cleveland, LeBron in Miami, LeBron Cleveland again.
the ring chaser?
The ring chaser. Oh, yeah. We can get into that at some point if you want
to. I mean,
to.
When Dion left, I was pretty pissed.
Dwight Howard, that was... People forget. Dwight Howard and that Stan Van Gundy situation was toxic. They were going back... They were speaking through the media at that point. Ray Allen quietly quitting the... Celtics to join Miami in 2012.
That was a smart move.
That was smart.
That was a really smart move.
Yeah, Westbrook.
I mean,
again.
Don Nelson retiring on the Warriors. You guys probably.
No,
let me trade away everyone. And then, I'm done. And then I'm going to go coach the Mavs real quick. Right. It's like, Nelly, I thought you were done.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick were getting, obviously, that was
ugly.
But that, you know, the writing was on the wall there forever.
Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
Damn, Tom Brady and his own family, someone texted him. Jesus, that's pretty harsh. But he won another title, so it was okay, right? Lionel Messi in Barcelona.
She was with that karate guy so quick.
Excuse me, jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu. Much okay. Classier
you're right,
karate.
Jiu-jitsu.
All right, there you go.
Man, Giselle was with the jiu-jitsu guy so quick.
Very quickly. Yeah, it's tough. Well,
makes you think,
Well, Tom pivoted pretty quickly in his own right, right? Wasn't he hanging out with Kim Kardashian at one point?
I think Tom is, like, only into himself. It's like the J-Lo thing. Like, I think he loves himself so much. I think it's very
Tom
difficult to love
Tom likes to win.
Others.
That's what he does, all right? He's got a commitment to excellence under his belt right now, all right, going forward. So he's going to do some great things in Las Vegas. That much I do know. You know what? You brought it up. Let's get into the ring culture here in a second. I do want to play this Will Fleming sound as we're talking about sports breakups. And why we're talking about this is Rafael Devers breaking up with the city of Boston, per se, as they trade him away. He did say something that kind of caught me, that he'll never be the face of a franchise. Rafael Devers. And he is the highest paid player on the team. And is that acceptable to be the highest paid player and not be the face of your franchise? Take a listen. Will Fleming talking about that.
That stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. The only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So, I just think if he comes here when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot. And that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does.
Hit he does.
So I don't understand, like, because there is a little, almost like he's contradicting himself. Hey, we don't expect you to do any of the media stuff. Hey, but why aren't you doing any of the media stuff?
Right? I guess when the likes of Mookie Betts finally leave and Xander Bogaerts finally leaves and you're left with that contract and that player and he is kind of like the last remnant of a World Series title, I do think that leads to expectations. Like, whether that's fair or not, like, at one point, Brandon Crawford was looked at as one of the leaders on this team. Was he the best player? No, but the fact that he was like that kind of last remnant of a World Series team, there were certain expectations when it came to availability. Now, it's different. He's a Bay Area guy. He's built into it. Like, I'm not saying it's the like same thing, but I'm just trying to, you know, throw it out there. Like, the fact that he was like the last remaining remnant of a World Series team, I think meant something to the fans. They wanted to hear from him, especially as he's making all that money. But when I hear him say, you know, he's not expected to be the face of a franchise, and, you know, don't worry, you got Matt Chapman, you got Willie Adames there. I was like, well, like, sure, but also, I would like to hear from that guy occasionally, right? And if it just felt like at some point he just cut all ties of the communication. And that, I don't think is going to happen first and foremost early on here. But, like, let's say we're a year into this, Joe, or two, and then you don't, like, hear from this guy at all.
Is he balling?
No. How about that?
Well, if he's not balling, maybe you don't want to hear from him. I don't know. Like,
You wanted to hear from Debo last year when he was not balling.
Well, he was also podcasting and talking and all right. So, like, you can't have it both ways. That's my thing, and that's why I get frustrated. And I'm going to go cross sport analogy here. That's why I get so frustrated with Rory McIlroy. Right, Rory McIlroy wants to show up on the Carson Daly Show and do this podcast and that podcast, but then media availability after a tournament. No. I've earned the right to not have to do any of that. Well, wait a minute, dude. Like, you can't have it both ways. This guy clearly doesn't want it both ways. He just, hey, I want to play baseball.
888-957-9570. Do you agree that you don't have to be the highest paid player and be the face of a franchise? Will Fleming says, hey, on the Red Sox, he was kind of the face, whether he wanted to be or not. Fans bestowed that upon him.
Is Purdy, like, right now, like, and he will talk to the media.
He will.
I don't consider Purdy the face of the 49ers.
No, I don't either. I actually think it's Kyle Shanahan, quite frankly.
Okay, but Shanahan, Kittle, yeah. Bosa, Warner, it's not Purdy yet.
It's not Purdy
Maybe one yet. Day it will be.
Was Jimmy ever the face?
I think for a small period, yeah.
I think he was a pretty face. He was a nice guy to look at. I think people like
Jimmy Mania was pretty
Jimmy
real.
Mania for a second, and then it kind of he got hurt.
They also didn't have Fred at this level where he's at now, and Kittle's level of fame is way bigger than it was back then. Bosa wasn't even on the team by then.
Right.
I just think the dynamic of the roster was totally different.
Who is the face currently of the San Francisco Giants, you would say, right now? As of today,
I mean, is it a joke? I'm not even joking, but is it like a jarring if I still say Krug and Kipe?
Wow. The broadcast duo.
I mean, they're so iconic.
It's like kind of.
I think that's more a reflection on them than the Giants.
Yeah, well, that speaks
to
that.
Kind of like Vin Scully. Like, Vin Scully was the face for so long.
Yeah, but he was like a face of baseball, right? Almost in a sense where it was just so... He cast such a large shadow.
Okay, that's
like,
probably not the right answer. Maybe it's Posey, I guess. I don't know.
No, but like, let's just stick to the players then. Like, if you had to pick a player on this team that was the face. Because, like, Willie Adame, I don't think Willie is that guy.
Logan Webb.
Right? I'm forcing you to pick a player, and, like, you still don't want to is kind of my answer here. So, whether we like it or not.
I think it's Chapman Adames.
Okay.
Still. All right.
Chapman still, and it sucks because Chapman's not
I don't think
there,
either right. one of them is the singular face. I think it's Chapman or Adames.
Okay. Fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, we do have something huge happening tonight at Chase Center. 7 o'clock, be there, be square. We'll be locked in. Valkyrie's taking on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Mark Willard and Mark Grandy are going to be broadcasting their show live out there at Chase Center. So go say hi.
So this like face of the franchise thing, I think it makes great fodder to talk about. I don't think this is how teams, like not all of them, I don't think this is how teams construct themselves. Right now, reigning Super Bowl champs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.